for the strength to leave our homes and come to your house. We say thank you for your grace that deliver us from a bundle of sins, a world and bondage of sin. We woke up this morning by your grace and mercy. We did not head for the beer parlor. We are not sleeping because we were in a nightclub all through the night. By your grace, you kept us. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace that kept us from when we were born. Despite household wickedness, left, right, and center, you did not allow them to end our life. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Despite different challenges we have faced in our life, you did not allow the enemy to rejoice over us. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. We welcome you. We recognize your presence. This morning, bless us more than before. Bless us more than ever before. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you're a believer, say louder, amen. Please, you may be seated. And let me tell somebody close to you. Expect a miracle. Say it again. Expect a miracle. I think it is time for you to tell yourself, it is my turn to celebrate. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. This month, I said we are going to be talking about fulfilling your divine destiny. I also explained that I will be focusing on the life of a young man called Joseph. That has led us to be talking about some things about dreams. Because this young man, in Genesis chapter 37, from verse 1 to 11, at the age of 17, he had a dream. It was a dream of greatness. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 46, at the age of 30, those dreams came to pass. Did they come into pass? And I have a conviction within me that this year, for as many as can believe it, as many as can receive it, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every good dream that you have, they shall come to pass. This is the year of fulfillment. Because between the age of 17 and 30, when you minus them, you have 13. This year 2013, every good dream that God has revealed to you, they shall come to pass. Today I want to say a few things about dreams. Our God is a God of love. He makes His Son, the sun, to shine upon the just and the unjust. When the rain is falling in a particular locality, if the just man is walking on the road, the rain will fall on him. If the sinner is on the road, the rain will fall on him. Several galaxies, planets, stars in the world, in the universe, But planet Earth, where human beings are living, it made available oxygen. This morning, the just believers, you've been breathing in and out. So also your neighbors that are unbelievers. We call that the general masses of God. Then he has special mercies, called sure mercies, that are only for his own children. Today, I want to talk about the general mercy. One of the general manifestations of the mercy of God is the dream world. When you sleep, he may give you a dream. Through the dream, God speaks to human beings. God is not the only source of dreams. Devil gave dreams. You can give yourself dreams. How can you give yourself a dream? Because I want to be brief this morning. And what I'm talking about is very deep. But I'm going to just touch a little. You can give yourself dreams if you think too much on any particular subject. So, if for instance you are hungry, you did not eat from morning till night because you don't have food, not because you were fasting, and you went to sleep, you are likely to see pounded yam, bush meat, edikaikon,
insala,
prepare